2 Chronicles chapter 5. So all the work that Solomon made for the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver, and the gold, and all the instruments, he put among the treasures of the house temple of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah out of the city of David, which is Zion. Therefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves to the king in the feast of Tabernacles, which was in the 7th month, Tishri, September, October, the 15th day, 3107 AH, 935 BC. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, these the priests and the Levites brought up. Also King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled to him in front of the ark, sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah, to its place, to the holy of holies of the house temple, into the most holy place, holy of holies, even under the wings of the cherubims. Because the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and its carrying poles from above. And they drew out the carrying poles of the ark, so that the ends of the poles were seen from the ark in front of the Holy of Holies. But they were not seen outside. And there it is, the ark. To this day, there was nothing in the ark except the two tablets which Moses put in it at Horeb, when the Lord Jehovah made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests had come out of the holy place, because all the priests who were present were sanctified, and at that time did not wait by course. Also the Levites who were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brothers, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries, lyres, stringed instruments, and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord Jehovah. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord Jehovah, saying, because he is good, because his mercy endures forever, then the house temple was filled with a cloud, even the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, because the glory of the Lord Jehovah had filled the house temple of God.